Hello and welcome to this special podcast sponsored by DuPont, which forms part of Solar Media's large-scale solar digital series. Joining me today is Stefan Pedlewski from DuPont, who's here to talk to us about the prospects for bifacial technology and, crucially, the role of backsheets. Stefan, how are you this morning?
Hey, Leo, I'm very well, thank you. So delighted to be with you today.
Good to hear. So firstly, Stefan, bifacial is obviously a technology that's been spoken about for some time now in the industry. But what are its prospects? Where is the technology headed?
Well, certainly the future seems to be quite bright with this technology. I mean, bifacial, you know, start with the bifacial PV cells involving for most player well-established and maturing PERC, you know, passivated emitter rear contact manufacturing process with only a few additional process steps, you know, to obtain the bifaciality at minimal additional costs. At the module level, the structures involve, as we all know, a transparent rear side, you know, to take advantage of the bifacialities, which is by default coming with a piece of glass layers or with a transparent polymer-based backsheets. And what is interesting is the cost gap of that technology is closing really fast with the conventional panel designs. And the difference is today in a couple of cents on a watt peak basis area. So very, very comparable to conventional panel technology. And so what you gain as a result, is certainly a power output premium, you know, that you can expect with this technology, with the bifacialities, particularly in location exposed to high radiations, high albedo, such as in arid and desertic environments. You know, so it can be there extremely attractive to use a bifacial technology with now offering the most competitive levelized cost of energy. LSOE basis. So, for instance, if you can expect the power output improvements to be in the range of 10% with a fixed mount mounting system, and that can bump up to 20% if a single side tracker is used. We're seeing projects involving bifacial technologies developed not only in China, but pretty much everywhere across the Middle East, India, North Africa, Latin America, pretty much. In Europe, it's coming in Spain with many developers now involved and considering these technologies. It's definitely a technology to be considered for utility scale projects where radiation albedo are very high. And it certainly helps boost the power output and help lower the LCOE in such locations. So future is expected to be very, very bright for that technology in our view.
And obviously, you mentioned here that the prospects for the technology are very bright. It stands to be really beneficial throughout the globe, really. What's key to making this technology a success? What are some of the really important factors for bifacial?
Certainly. I mean, as you expect, an additional power output. So beside the cost of the system, you know, installation cost. You know, in our view, a key success factor to consider are the panel level durability and reliability aspects and the risks associated with the stresses endured by the panel in the field. So these are very critical considerations to enable the lowest LCOE. So the power output, you know, during commissioning is certainly important, you know, during the first years, but really what matters is the cumulative power output over the actual PV system lifetime and all side costs, you know, operational and maintenance costs associated during the lifetime to ensure safe and optimal performance of the solar assets. So in certain region, I mean, the LCOE is expected to be way below 1.5 cents per kilowatt hours with bifacial. It's certainly the case in the Middle East at the moment with the most competitive offers and prices made at the moment. So the PV system there need to operate for a very long period of time most likely in a 30 plus years range. So you are there looking at very harsh climatic environments, conditions, high radiation, high albedo and operating temperature, thermal cycling, and also soiling, you know, from the dust and sand. So the durability and reliability aspects are probably the most critical aspects for you to consider, whether you are a developer or an investor. So in fact, you know, when we're looking from our field survey activities, you know, the type of glasses used for bifacial panels in the dual glass constructions are exposed to certain risk factors and prone to premature degradations under higher thermal and mechanical stresses. So you really need to watch out that aspect and don't assume that the system will necessarily operate for such a long period of time.
Sure. And I guess obviously with the majority of our audience today will be that kind of that crowd of developers that will be looking at this technology. And one of the things which is obviously comes into play is the performance of the backside of the panel, which obviously then has a further effect on the backsheet which is used. DuPont has the clear Tedlar backsheet. So how does the company look to position those against a standard glass backsheet, for example?
Well, looking at certain risk factors associated with the use of dual glass, I mean, clearly, the use of a clear backsheet structure is positioned as a solution really to mitigate certain risks you want to mention. So combining, conventional PV cells, the PERC technology, with the use of a fairly conventional, in fact, panel design, thicker glass on the front, and a Tedlar-based backsheet on the backside. So this... this type of structures have been used for a very long period of time, way over 30 years, and has a very long proven track record in the field. So we certainly know that glass is a very durable material. It's certainly resistant to UV, to temperatures. It has been used for many years as a front sheet by the PV industries. But in the context of a bifacial application and the design, a slightly different grade of glass is used, which is heat strengthened, not tempered, as it is thinner to prevent a weight increase with the use of a glass structures. So the thickness being reduced from 3.2 millimeters to 2.5, then to 2 millimeters, with plan now to use 1.6 millimeters. Now, this type of material comes with a significantly different mechanical property in particular. So thinner glass is not only less rigid because it's thinner, but also because the bulk properties are mechanically less rigid compared to a conventional and thicker PV glass used with the conventional packaging structures. So thin glass in particular can't be tempered during the fabrication process because of the cooling and the quenching process is too fast, reducing the stresses between the surface of the glass to the core, so reducing the tension level. So it reduces, in fact, the overall rigidity of the glass structures. So in the field, we've seen significant degradation associated with this type of structures, dual glass structures, you know, from the bowing, you know, mechanical bowing deformation of the panels as a result of the extra weight, but also an increased occurrence of the cracking of the glass under the wind load and as a result of the panel vibrations. And in some other area, as a result of the hail impact or even localized hotspots that create some localized thermal stresses and dilatations of the glass that induce some cracks, localized cracks. So glass typically... also comes with certain impurities, such as sodium ions, that cause the formation of the PID, as we know, and the risks,
sure,
associated risks to reduce the degradation of the panel. So the use of clear Tedlar, you know, encompass these issues. You know, the polymers is basically sodium free, doesn't have that problems, and also the material is breathable, so it helps to evacuate the moistures that can occur or that can come from the age of the panel. and all the some degradation occurring at the encapsulant level inside the panel. So we do see an improvement from the reliability perspective. And that's really pretty much how Clearterra is positioned as compared to the use of a dual glass structures. So there is another aspect, actually. Just let me finish on that. The material Clearterra is designed to block the the UV irradiations. Also, not only to prevent and to protect the composite structure of the backsheets, but also it protects the encapsulants and also the cell. The surface of the cell is coming with some passivation layers, so it reduces the risk of the LID as a result of that. The glass is transparent to the UV, so you have an increased risks associated with that. So that's how it is. We see some of the advantage versus compared to the glass. There were another point I just wanted to stress. In the context of the clear backsheets, some of the key benefits we also see compared to the use of glass. Beside the reliability aspects, there is another very important aspects around the power output advantage. One of the aspects of the with the use of a clear backsheets is also so in one hand it's non-transparent to the UV range, but on the other side it's transparent to the infrared radiation, so that enable the panels to dissipate heat much more effectively than the use of glass or dual glass structures. So the temperature difference can be in the range of 1 to 3 degrees, at the cell level, which convert into a higher efficiencies of the cell level. There were a study, an interesting study from conducted by PVEL, PVEL, that demonstrated that aspect, that the difference in temperature was particularly relevant during the midday environment irradiation level during when the panel produced the most. Jinko also conducted the studies. They demonstrated that the power output, comparing everything being equal, same PV cells, bifacial cells, glass in one hand compared to a glass Clearterra based backsheet, they picked up that the power output improvement was ranging from about a bit less than 1% to almost 2%, at the panel level. And as a result of a better thermal management of the panel, and so that was an important element I wanted to stress.
Excellent. And obviously you spoke about the prospects for kind of polymer backsheets to reduce the incident rates of whether they be cracks or degradation in the panel. So this is clearly good news for developers or asset owners, that this is when it comes to actually having an operational bifacial or a solar pump with bifacial technology, that this is not necessarily the definitive way forward, but certainly it provides the competitive advantage over other glass for example. Fantastic. Now, one thing which is kind of repeatedly brought up is when and where bifacial will be deployed. At what rate will it be adopted by the industry? I think just to finish off, then, Stefan, what's your opinion on the current adoption of clear backsheets or panels with clear backsheets, and where do you see that heading in the whether it's the short to mid or even long term?
Bifacial is certainly moving rapidly from an emerging technology to become mainstream, as we see. It is adopted by most large developers operating, in the utility segment, in pretty much in all geographies, exposed to high radiation and albedo levels. So if we trust the numbers, about 10 gigawatts have been installed with bifacial in 2019, last year. The market was on course to exceed 20 gigawatts. Now, that was, of course, before the current COVID crisis. But anyway, the trend, the mid and long-term trend will continue. 2023, according to IHS, the market will exceed or reach at least 50 gigawatts. And then it will represent 25 to 30% of the PV market. So in this segment, we anticipate the clear backsheet market share to keep increasing and it will be driven mostly by the by competitive LCOE, having more and more manufacturers also endorsing the technology beyond the current market leader Jinko Solar. As you know, we have this very close collaboration with them. But we also anticipate other manufacturers to introduce product with a clear backsheet technology as well. So today it captures in the bifacial segment about 10% of the market, and that rate could increase to 30% and more by 2023. So suddenly the growth rates could be conservative. We certainly believe so, but ultimately, you know, the market will decide, and it will be the decision will be made on the LCOE basis, of course. So that's where we see the market. It's certainly also a pretty bright future for the clear Tedlar technology in the bifacial segments.
Fantastic. And I think that's actually all I had to quiz you on today, Stefan. But thank you for some really excellent insight into not just bifacial technology, but really what's actually driving it. And I'm sure you'll be ready to share more during the large-scale solar digital summit, which kicks off on the 18th of May.
Thank you, Leo. It was a pleasure.
Thank you very much, Stefan. So just to reiterate there, this podcast is part of a special range of content that we have lined up for the Large Scale Solar Digital Series, delivering you all of the key content that you would ordinarily see at a live event, but from the safety of your own home. You can tune into obviously this podcast, other podcasts. We have an excellent range of panel discussions, some really fantastic and insightful presentations, and we're also catering for your for all of your networking needs. So be sure to register if you haven't already done so, and we'll look forward to seeing you the week commencing the 18th of May.